Kuvel kechalolo. Bishtei etzboyis choizermes lemkoimim. It has to be wide enough that your two fingers could go around it very easily. That's how wide the hole has to be, connecting the two mikvahs together. That's called the chibur, the two waters are touching one another. But less than that, it's not called touching the two waters. So if you have a Pepsi Cola bottle inside the mikvah, and now you take these sonoras somehow, when you just stick it inside the bottle, I don't know how you do it, unless you get into the mikvah first, but if you just throw it into the bottle somehow, it's not called a good tefillah. Because the water inside the Pepsi Cola bottle is not mechubur to the water in the mikvah. Shrashi iruv mikvois. Mikvah chosa bitzad mikvah sholim. You have a big mikvah, a kosher mikvah, and right next to it you have a smaller mikvah. It's not kosher. V'yatzino b'neim ha-mechaber, and you have a pipe in between them, connecting them. Im yesh barocha k'shveras anoit. Kekona, like kona means like a pipe, like a reed. She'noistim epiha noit shalor. That you put on the top of a flask made out of skin. Now how that how why does it have to be? Kholol viuver, then base that zboy is khoizus lum kaimen. Sho dem yocho la galga betoy khololoy, base that zboy is le khol tsad. You could take your two fingers easily and turn it around all ways. That's wide enough to make a chibur between the two waters. Have a iruv, o matfil af kelim, you can be tayvel kelim then, even in the smaller mikvah. The smaller mikvah is called attached to the big mikvah, it's a kosher mikvah. There's also a chashash tumah midiraisa, because on the tzad, like a Pepsi Cola bottle, that it's smaller than these two fingers, so it's not called the chibur midiraisa. So therefore, if you put the tumah needles inside the bottle, it's tumah midiraisa. So that's why in the Reish of the Mishnah, you're not allowed to be tevel one kli instead of another kli, as the gzera auto, the second kli will be so small. So it says, that Yud Aleph Milas Shemakan, not like Rabbi Lodi. He learns, no, a Mishnah means 11 Milas, because now it's very good. The first one and the Tzitzitza had two different reasons. So there are 11 differences now. And he's going to ask like this. Sheish Rishoinois Bein Lakodish Bein Lechumim Shenatzal Teres Lakodish. So the first six Chumers in the Mishnah, with Sachshoshim, that's even Tamim Adiraisam, applies even to regular Chulin, that you know you got Teres Lakodish. But Achroinis, the last five, La Kodesh is only for regular Kodeshim, Avalor L'chulin Shenatzal Teres HaKodesh, but not for regular Chulin Shenatzal Teres HaKodesh. Since it's not any Chashash Tumim Mediraisa, there's only a pure Chashash in the Rabbonins, the Rabbonin were Machmeh, you don't have to worry about it. Yes. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Chof Beis, we're holding. The fifth line, Shemora says, Ma'ika bein derova l'drabi loy. What's the difference between these two pshatim we had so far? The shaila was the pshat and the ratio of the Mishnah. That the ratio of the Mishnah said, Alocha, that there's a chumra of kodesh over truma, that shematvilim kelim b'tach kelim l'truma avloy l'kodesh. When you want to put one kli inside another kli, you want to put a jar inside a pot, and put them both into the mikvah at the same time, to be tayva both of them, so that tefillah helps for truma, but not for kachim. So the machlok is, why doesn't it help for kachim? So first shot we had before, Rabbi Loi said, it's a shalom from chatzitza, that we're afraid maybe the inside kli will weigh too much, press down too much on the outside kli, and there'll be a chatzitza, the water won't get through. Rava we just had said a different svara. Rava said we're afraid that maybe sometimes you're going to put a needle, a small needle that's tamei, inside a Pepsi Cola bottle. We're afraid that you could be table one kli inside another kli, as exera, sometimes you put a small needle inside another bottle, that the opening of the bottle is smaller than kishaferes hanoid, which means the width of two fingers to go around it, where that's the least amount opening you need to ma'arev the mikvah. If you want to put something inside the mikvah to say the water is sitting attached to the mikvah water, the opening between the hole has to be at least the size that two fingers go through. So that was the gzera. Rabbi holds you can't be toivel one kli inside another kli because we're afraid maybe sometimes you put these small needles inside a Pepsi Cola bottle that the opening of the bottle is less smaller than your two fingers can't go around it. Therefore, the outside mikvah water is not called mechuber attached to the inside water. Therefore, it wouldn't be called the good tefillah. So the machlekes, what's the reason of the ratio of the Mishnah? So Mora says now, what's the difference? My ikah ben the rabbi and the biloi. So Mora says ikah benayu sal v'gagusni. If you have a sal, a big basket, the v'gagusni is a big type of net that they used to use to sift out the wine. Shemilayin kalim, that you fill up this big sift, this big net, or else this big basket full of kalim, v'yetfilu and you put it into the mikvah. That's nafkamina. Laman diyama mishum chatzitza, according to Rabbi Loi Svara, that you can't be tayful one kli inside another kli at the same time, that you're afraid the inside kli is going to press down too much on the outside kli. So be a chatzitza, water can't get there. Here also it applies. Even though you have a nice big fat barrel, and it's a wide opening on top, but still you can't put other small kalim inside it and be tayful together, there's a shalom mishum chatzitza. Ika, you have the chashir also, if you want to use these kalim to kutchim in, to cook up kutchim, you can't be tabled this way. But l'man v'yom mishum gzero, shemi yatzful machtem v'tineris. But according to Rava, that all the stomach gzero, that maybe you'll be tabled small needles, the kli inside another kli, shein bepiv k'sheferes hanoid, that the opening of that bottle, like a Pepsi Cola bottle, is not wide enough to put your two fingers around there. So therefore, it's not called the chibur. The mikvah, outside mikvah water is not called attached to the water inside the kli. Therefore, the tefillah is no good. But I tell you over here, sal v'gagusni shein befiin k'shveras hanoid leka. Here they don't have that gzera. There's no such gzera by a big wide barrel and by a big wide net, because these nets and these barrels are made tremendously wide that it has to be bigger than the width of two fingers. So it doesn't pass the gzera at all. That would be nafkamina. In case you want to be tayvul, you take a big barrel, or take a big net, and you want to put kalim inside it, according to Rav, avada be mutter, be okay. Like Rashi says, kagusti means a sal godol miyot, a very big basket. Sheboy misanana yayin, they used to sieve out the wine there. Beisab tzir, benoist nois atachat kiluach agas, when you used to have the wine floating down into the vat, so they used to sift it out, and they used to have a big wide sift, a big wide net there. So such a net is so wide that there's no suffix that there should be a kashveres hanoid. So there wouldn't be any gzeres, you would be allowed to be toivel both kelim together. And the Gemara says, "V'yoz the rov latayim latayimei." Rov goes according to his own tam. The Yomai Rov says, "Sal v'gagustin." You have a big basket, big basket. Or else Gagusni, this big thief. Shemilon Kalim. You filled them up with a lot of Kalim. We had Vilon and your Tevil. Mashmah, the Kalim inside were Tomei. So you're putting it inside this big sal, this big basket, this big net, and you put it into the mikvah, is Torim. It's Tor, and Pasha Torim means both for Kochim and for Truma. That's Rabbul Shetosai. You don't have the Gzera by big wide Kalim or big wide nets. Now another lach is saying, what about a mikvah shechilkoi b'sal v'gagusni? What about you have a mikvah? You have a mikvah that, let's say exactly how boim saw, kosher mikvah, even a little bit wider, a little bit more water. And now right smack in the middle of the mikvah, you make a mechitza. You draw a mechitza, a net. You put a net straight across the mechitza, and you straight across the mikvah. And you make like a mechitza, dividing the two mikvahs in half. And now each mikvah by itself is less than aboyim saw. So in such a case, the mikvah is possible. He says now, O mikvah shechilkoi b'sal v'gagusni. You have a mikvah that you made a mechitza, you divided the two halves of the mikvah with a net. Is our toivel shom lo yosel lo tefillah? You should know if your toivel now in this mikvah doesn't help, because each mikvah is separately. There's a mechitza division in between, and each half by itself is less than aboyim saw. So there's no mikvah. Now, maybe you told me a wide net Since there's holes there, the water travels through. Maybe that's not called a mechitza. Maybe for water, since water goes straight through it, it should still be called like one body of water. It's still a kosher mikvah. He says, no. I'll bring you a proof, not like that. To Arya, our whole land, kula chilchule mechalchula. The whole land has holes. It's porous. The land is porous. There's holes. Ubeinon diika mem sov mokim echod. And we know we have a puddle of water here, and another puddle of water next to it, another puddle of water. And each puddle by itself is not 40 saw, it's a puddle of mikvah. And you can't say, I have a puddle of water here, and a puddle of water next to it. What's in between? Mechitz of mud. Mud is chachul de mechalkol. Mud has holes going through it also, it's porous holes, the mud. So why not say, since the water could seep one to the other, that's not called the mechitz in between? Ever might know. Even though the water could seep from one to the other, l'maisa, there's a mechitza of mud there, of dirt there in between, it looks like two separate mikvahs, and each one is less than our boim. So, you can't be terrible at neither one of them. Here also, you have this one big mikvah, but you put a mechitza in between, a net mechitza in between, it has hilchos mechitza, it's less than gimel tfachim, there's no din lovud, you say lovud, so it's called a good mechitza, therefore it's possible to be terrible there. Rashi says, "The yosel et tefila she'osan kebeis mikvoyis. You made it now like two separate mikvoyis. V'yein shir loy bezev loy bezev. Each one does not have a shir mikvah. Afa pisha mayim mechabrin bein avir hanitzorim. Even though the water goes in between the net and it's mechaber ein zechib, that's not called a connection. To ar yakula mechalchula v'hamayim anoyvim kan boyim minor godol v'echashvinitim mechuber." To be the mem sova mokim echad, so the whole world, the whole offer is called like has holes connecting, and still it's not enough. One small puddle, but not a small puddle of water. You have to have one big mokim of 40 saw. So you see, even though it could travel through the water, it's still called the mechitza. Now the Gemara says, when do I say this svara again? If you have this like a Pepsi Cola bottle, that you put it inside, and you have this tenuris, you have this pin. A needle, that's tamei, you put it inside the Pepsi Cola bottle, and now you're putting it inside the mikvah. So you say that the needle inside is still tamei, because the water inside is not connected with the water in the mikvah. Because since the hole of the Pepsi Cola bottle is less than the width of two fingers, it's not called the connection, this water and that water. So Mer says now, Vahani Mili, when do I say it's not called connected? The Kli Tor, only if the Pepsi Cola bottle is Tor. And the only thing you want to be metayer is only the needle. Since the needle is inside the bottle, we say the water inside is not connected with the water outside. It's not called in the mikvah. Ah, well, b'kli tamei. Let's say the Pepsi Cola bottle is also tamei. So now you want to be tovel now both. You had the shalias yesterday that you have a Pepsi Cola bottle that's tamei, and you put now a needle inside the Pepsi Cola bottle. If you put it into the mikvah, both of them become tahor. If the bottle itself is tummy, since the mikvah now for sure is going to be metayer the Pepsi Cola bottle, some more you have a wine bottle that you fill it up with wine and your crystal wine bottle. Also, before you use it, supposed to put it into the mikvah if you buy it off a guy. So, there, sometimes the opening also was less than Kasharas HaNoit. It's so narrow, you don't have your two fingers, can't get in there. Still, you put it into the mikvah, it itself becomes tor. Because that's the law. If the kli itself is tamei, the gate itself, since when the water goes inside and the water on the outside, is considered now this crystal is inside the mikvah. So, rather, the crystal itself does become tor. And how does it become tor? That we consider as if the whole bottle is in the mikvah. And therefore, the water inside it is also part of the mikvah water. So it's a migo the salka tefila lekule gufa demona. Since when the water goes inside a Pepsi Cola bottle, it makes the whole bottle tor. Salka luhunami lekelim the yisbe. It also helps for the needle that's inside a Pepsi Cola bottle. Now, since when the water gets inside there, it's called mikvah water to the metari the bottle. So migo, it's mikvah water for the bottle. Who have been it's mikvah water for the needles inside it, and the needles now become tor. But the chiddush is, let's say the Pepsi Cola bottle is tor. The bottle does need a tefillah. And you put needles inside it. And now you want to put it inside the mikvah. That's the chiddush, it's no good.
that when the water goes inside the bottle, since the water going inside doesn't have to be matir the bottle itself, so therefore it's considered like it's outside the mikveh now. The water inside the bottle is inside a bottle, not inside the mikveh. Where's the chibur? What's connecting the two things? The opening. But since the opening is narrower, it's not wide enough for two fingers to go around inside it, that cannot connect the water inside and outside, therefore it's not called mikveh water inside, therefore these needles inside remain tummy. Titznan, like we learned, kelim shemilon kelim. You have one bottle, you filled it up with other kelim. We had tefillin and you put it into the mikveh, harel u'terim, everything is Torah. Where it means now the same case that you have this Pepsi Cola bottle and you put needles inside it and you put it into the mikveh, everything is Torah. V'yim loy tovel, but let's say you did not put it, you did not tovel it. Is mayim hamarovim v'yim loy tovel, but we'll soon see what that means. It means if the Pepsi Cola bottle is not tomei, that does not need its tefillah, then mayim hamarovim achiyo marovim gesheras hanoid. When do we say the water inside the bottle and the water outside the bottle is called connected? Only if the opening there is wide enough, kishaferas hanoid, like two fingers could fit in there nicely and turn around there. That's what the Brisa says. For the Gemara might come, what does the Brisa mean? What does it mean, v'im loy tovel, if you didn't tovel it? So, chur, it means if you didn't tovel it, there's nothing to talk about. You didn't put it in the mikvah, nothing to talk about. So, come, this is what the Brisa means to say. Let's say this Pepsi Cola bottle does not need tefillah, it's not tomei, so you only have needles inside it. Hence, the whole purpose of putting it in the mikvah is only to be matari the needle and not to be matari the bottle. Then I say, when do we say the water inside the bottle is called connected to the mikvah water, that the water inside is also like a mikvah, could be matari the needles? Only if the opening there is wide enough for two fingers to get in there. But if not. Sasmachal Araya to Rava. Another Gemara says, V'hod the Rava ud Rabbi Loi Tanoi. Hatayris Machloikis. The way Rava and Rabbi Loi learns Pshah now a Mishnah. Again, that the Mishnah said, you can't be toivel one Kli inside another Kli for Kochim. It's a Machloikis Tanoim what the Pshah of our Mishnah is. How come for kochim you can't be tovel one kli inside another kli? So machlekes tanoim. What's the machlekes? The tanya would look like this: sal v'gagusni. You have this big barrel or this big net. Shemilon kelim. You filled it up with small kelim. There's filut and you put everything together inside the mikvah. So the Tanakhama says bein la kodesh. Bein l'truma teirim, whether you want to use these kelim now to cook up kachim, or you want to eat it, you want to use them to cook up truma teirim. That's like rava. Even though our Mishnah says chayim b'kodesh here, that by kachim it doesn't help to be teivel one kli inside another kli, you have to say that something like rava said that only because it's a gzera, maybe you use a small or narrow kli. But when you have this big barrel here and this big net, that's not possible. These are nets and barrels used for the wine vat. It's not possible to use a small, narrow one there. You need the whole wine is gushing down from the vat, into the vat. You have to have a big barrel there, a big net there. So since it's not possible to use a small one, there's no gzera. So that's why these big kelim, if you put other kelim inside them, even for kachim, it's tor. So raya to rava. Abishol says no. Letruma v'loy l'kodesh. No. Even though you're using these big barrels, this big net, that you use for the wine, that's always very, very wide, still we have the Gzera, the Mishnah, that if you tovel these other kelim inside them, those kelim are only called tor from the Gaita Truma, and not the Gaita Kodesh. If you want to use that pot to cook up shlomim with it, teeth kachim, it's still tor, it's still tomei. That's a right to Rabbi Loi. The what's Pshah now, first Mishnah, why can't you put one kli inside another kli for kachim? Because the Gzera maybe you'll press down too much on the outside kli, and there'll be a chatzitza there. So Mel, I don't care how wide the kli is, even though you have a very wide kli, but still you have that gzera. Maybe the inside kli will be pressing down very tight on the outside kli, and water will not be getting in there. There'll be a chatzitza. So Taraya, Rav Abishur learns like Rabbi Loi, and the Chur Tanakama learns like Rav, to see it's a machlekes tanoim.
Now the Gemara is talking about Kashin al-Mishnah. Ihochi is so, le truma nami. L'chura, even for truma should not be good. Like if you have a gzeru l'chura that the chatzitza is really chatzitza, it shouldn't be good for truma. So Gemara says, l'man karminen, who are we talking about, chaverim? Like who comes to ask any questions? Questions? A chaver. Someone knows the halachas. For the Gemara, chaverim made the idea, and chaverim know the halachas. Therefore, they know how to be table kelim, and there's no real shash mishum chatzitza. That's why you're allowed to eat it truma with it. For the Gemara, yichachi, that's the svara, that we're only talking about chaverim. A chaver means a chosh of a Jew that knows the halachas, like a Talmud Chochem. Yichachi, kredish nami? If so, even the kotchim should be mutter. If you're telling me now the Mishnah is only talking about a chaver that knows the halacha, so a person that does know the halacha, when he's toivel one kli inside another kli, he makes sure that the opening is wider than the shveras anoid. And he makes sure that they're not that tight, stick together, that now the weight is not pressing it down. He makes sure there's no chatzitza. So if he makes sure there's no chatzitza, even for kotchim should be good. What should be wrong? Like Rashi says, Leman kermina chaverim. Lemiyon wermim harozu shlayat for klibeter klila chover. We're only, the Mishnah's only talking about to a chover, a Talmud Chacham. Dilu amoritz, because if we're talking about an amoritz, but Yosef come on the Mishnah, he doesn't ask us any questions, the amoritz. It's not the gay to him. So, if we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, why is only truma good for kotchim, it should also be good. So, my answer is like this. Chazilah, we're afraid like this. Chazilah yamoritz. The amoritz is going to watch the way the schover is being tabled is kalim, or one kli inside another kli. The ozo matfil, and the amoritz is going to go home. He's going to see halacha that you're allowed to be tabled one kli inside another kli. He'll do it when he goes home also. Now, by the amoritz, him we have to be afraid. He does not know the halacha so well. Maybe he'll be tabled in a narrow kli. Maybe he'll do it with a kli that's pressing down. There will be a chatzitza. Fredrik Gemara. So that's why by kotchim you can't use an amoritz kli. Fredi Gemara, if so, Truma Nami, Chazal Yamoritz, V'Yozo Matfi. Habizai, why does the Mishnah say that for Truma? We're allowed to use this Kalim, and you're telling me now it means the Amoritz is Kli. The Amoritz that has a pot, if you want to borrow his, if a Kohen wants to borrow the Amoritz's pot, and use it to put his Truma in it, he's allowed to. The question is why? How could you use his pot for Truma? Why aren't you afraid the Amoritz once saw a chavar when he went to the Nikva to betray the Kalim? He put one Kli inside the other Kli. So the Amoritz learned from that I'm allowed to do it also. And he does not know the lochis. He'll do it even though it's pressing down one for the other. So why does the Mishnah say it's only a chumra for kotchin? It should be a chumra for Truma also. So Gemara answers, Le mekablinim minayu. We don't accept any kalim. We don't accept truma from namoritz. If a kohen wants to take truma, he should not take it from namoritz. That's halacha. A kohen, that's a chover, should not accept truma from a yisrael. That's a namoritz, because you have to be afraid. Maybe that truma is tummy. For the gemara, if so, kodesh namin le kabli minayu. If that's the pshat that we don't accept from a namoritz truma. So say the same thing. If an Amoritz says, I made something kosher, I'm giving to the Beis Hamikdash now, we shouldn't accept it from him. We shouldn't accept kosher from an Amoritz. So Melo, all kosher should also be okay to be used with a kli that's tabled inside another kli. Because only a chaver would use it, not an Amoritz. So same thing, don't accept kosher from an Amoritz. So my answer is no. Hevel Eva, that we can't do. If an Amoritz wants to come and be mocked or something, give it to the Gizbar can't say no. If he's going to say no, there's going to be Eivah, there's going to be like hatred there, that the Amoritz will come to hate us. Fred Gemara is so Truman and the Eivah. So it's so Truman back to St. Svara. What do you mean we don't accept the Truma for Amoritz? He'll come to hate us. There'll be hatred here. And the Gemara, or by Truma Yichbisle, it doesn't bother him so much. The Yozo Yoyevle Lekrein Amoritz Chavrei, Mamanashuch. There are a lot of Kahanim that are Amoratzim also. So usually Yisrael that's Namoritz, his friends are also Amoratzim. So Melo, if a chover won't accept his truma, what's going to happen? Yisrael will come to the Kohen and say, here's truma. The guy says, no, I don't want it. He's not going to feel maledic. You don't want it? Okay, who needs you? I'll give it to my friend Joe. I'll give it to my friend Joe, that he's also a Kohen. And he'll take it. Because he's Namoritz. So Melo, who to give the truma to, it doesn't come with a hatred. Because one Namoritz will find another Namoritz to take it. But again, to give it to Kotchim, you have to give it to the Gizbar. That's a chash. We have to accept the Kotchim from the Amoritz. Because if we don't accept it, there'll be Eva, there'll be hatred. Yeah. Nur ist das weiter.
Uman Tano, who's this Tano? Techayish Leiva, that we're afraid for the Svar of Eva, there shouldn't be hatred and Amor shouldn't come to hate us. Rabbi Yossi, goes to come to Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Tanya we learned. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Mifnei Ma Hakil Nemonim Al Tarmis Yain Veshemin, Kol Yemoy Sashona. How come anybody that comes to bring Yain or Shemin to the Beis Hamikdash, the person is never to say it's Torah. It's all year round. Even though he's Namoritz, still we accept Yain Veshemin from Namoritz to bring into the Beis Hamikdash. What's the svara? Kedei shlo ye kol echad v'yechad holech u'boyne bom liyatzmoy. Kesara poradum liyatzmoy. There is a svara of Mishum Eva. If we're not going to accept it from the Amoritz is going to say, these Jews don't accept me. So what I'll do, I'm not going to go to the Beis Hamikdash anymore. They don't accept it. So what will I do? I'll go and build my own bom and make my own Beis Hamikdash. So we don't want the Amoritzim to come to hate us and do things worse. That's a Yossi Svar to say, we have to accept from the Amoritz his Shemen and his Yayin. Rashi says it means, Al Tyrus Yayin v'Shemen, Lekaba miyodam Yayin l'Nesachim, we can take wine for the Nesachim. V'Shemen l'Menachis, K'adnam b'Masnissim, we'll learn the Mishnah later about that, that's Chemi v'Truma Shem Yehuda, Ne'monim Al Tyrus Yayin v'Shemen. We believe the Amoritz, that if he says he kept the Yayin Tor, we believe him. Alright, we'll see this in Mishnah later, we'll see about it. And that's a Yossi Svarim, because we're afraid if we don't take it, he'll come to hate us and he'll say, I don't need this space to make this, I'll make my own bama. Omer Rav Papa. Papa says, Keman nekablinon idna sadusa miyamoritz, according to who do we accept today edus from an amoritz? Keman krev Yossi, same Svarim again from Rav Yossi. Because if we're not going to accept him, he's going to something say, he's a witness. If he's going to say, I saw something, if we're not going to accept him, again, the Amoritz will get all baledic, he'll be angry at us, and he'll go and do worse things. So not to make hatred here, according to Rabbi Yossi, we even accept Edis from an Amoritz. Now the Gemara is a new kasha. So what are we saying so far? That the reason why Truma is Tor is because we only take Truma from a Choshev Yid, from a Chover. And a chaver knows the Allah how to be toivul. There's no shash chatzitza. Mashen can kotcher. We have to accept even for Namoritz. So Namoritz, we're afraid of he'll be toivul one kli and so another kli. We're afraid maybe he won't do it so well. Maybe there'll be a chatzitza, or maybe according to Rava, we're afraid it won't be narrow. There'll be like a Pepsi Cola bottle that the needles will still remain tamei. Therefore, for kotcher, we can't use this kelim. But for Truma we could. For at the Gemara, for the Marvinekers for Shiloh, why aren't we afraid for Shiloh? Maybe we're going to borrow the Kalim. Rashi learns, even for Truma, Lainit for Kli, but Kli la Truma. Even for Truma we should not be able to be table one Kli inside another Kli. Dilma Chazi Amoritz, the same thing, let's be afraid of an Amoritz, we'll watch a Talmud Chacham do it. The Yavad Hoch, the Amoritz will also do it. The terrace before we said is, we don't accept Truma from the Amoritz. We won't accept the Truma. But the question is though, the question is, even though we don't accept the Truma, but I call upon them, we take Kalim from them. If we take Kalim from them, we have to be afraid later when we use their Kalim is Tamei. So we have to be afraid we ourselves should not be toivel, even a Talmud Chacham, should not be toivel a kli, but a kli, kidei Namoritz should not see it and learn out from it. And if Namoritz learns out from it, the chash is we borrow the kelim. So we borrow the kelim's a tamei, how can we do that? The Tanan, I'll bring you proof now that the Metzias, we borrow kelim from them, from Namoritz. The Tanan, kli cheres matzil al akil. A kli cheres, an earthly kli, is matzah, means protects anything from tumah. Divrei Beis Hillel, let's be Hillel Shita. So Rashi learns it means two in yonim. Either have a kli cheres that's completely tight, covered on top, even if it's inside a room that has a mace there, anything inside the kli cheres is tor. That's one halacha. That's called mukav tzamid posel. B'yel ha-mace. Even though anything inside the oil mace becomes tamei, but if it's an earthly kli that's covered up tightly, the food inside remains tor. Another thing Rashi said, let's say there's a mace inside the house and there's a hole in the roof, so usually the tumah goes straight up into the attic. But let's say you put a kli there, kli cheres, to make a chatzitza,
stops the tumor from going up. The klicheres is a chatzitza. It stops the tumor from going up. So that's a loch of klicheres matzla lakol. If you have a klicheres stopping the tumor chatzitza, it helps. That's by siloshita. The shama yomim no ain't a matzil. The klicheres doesn't help. Ela al oichlin velamashkin. Only if it's a question of food or eating, it's the remains tor. The al klicheres, or else to protect another klicheres, it's tor. But for anything else, the keli is takatami. Omelem beisilu beishamai. So beisilu is back to beishamai. Mifnei ma? What's the reason why? Like, why don't you say a klicheres could be matzil? Omelem beishamai beishamai said like this. Mifnei shutomei agav amoritz. We're talking about the house of an amoritz. When the Amoritz takes his klicheres and puts it up on the roof there to make a division between the tumor on the bottom and upstairs to make a chatzitza, you have to be afraid that klicheres is tummy already. And the lacha is, if something is tummy, it's not called a chatzitza. If you have a hole and you want to put a kli on top there to make a chatzitza, stop the tumor from going through, it's only good if the kli is tor. But if the kli itself is tummy, then the tumor goes straight through it. So Beis Shammai says that a klicheres from an Amoritz, we have to be afraid it's tomei. For the ein kli tomei choytzeis, and a kli that's tomei doesn't help you to stop the tumor from going through. So that's Beis Shammai's svara. Omru lehem beisilu beisilu said back to them, v'aloi tiartem oichlu namashke teichel. You say the food inside is tor. He would tell me now the kli itself is tomei, so how could you say though the food is tor? It's a stira. If the kli is tomei, so the food inside also has to be tomei. Beshamai says that we said the food and the drinks inside this earthly kli is tor. You know what we're talking about? We're only matzu to the Amoritz himself. In other words, talking about in the house of an Amoritz, and the mace is inside, and there's an attic, and there's a hole there. So you don't want the tumor to go through. The Amoritz himself takes his kli and puts it up there. So the Sham is saying that the Amoritz's kli helps for himself, that he's allowed to eat the food inside it.